It is John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap. I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Jonathan Aspey, who's a writer who writes about Liverpool and has written his first book, which is Spice Up Your Life, Liverpool, the 90s and We Evans. So first of all, Jonathan, thanks for coming in. Hey, nice to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
So I mentioned it's your first book. So why this sort of decade? Why this period for the one you wanted to tackle?
So the big reason for me is I'd already done writing, like you say, about Liverpool previously, but it had been articles and things like that. And I've been doing about the late 80s period. So a lot of the Dalglish years I'd done about 87, 88, kind of looking at that as like the best Liverpool team, in my opinion, that I've ever seen. And then 88, 89, obviously everything that occurs in 88, 89. So then when I decided I wanted to write a book, and it had been a dream of mine for years and years and years to write a book, and I just never got round to it. It was then a case of, right, well, what do I want to do that about? So it was then a case of looking at, right, well, what happens post Dalglish, right? Once Dalglish moves on, what happens to the club through the 1990s as a result? And the more that I looked at it, obviously I knew that through Souness there was an era of decline, whether you look at that in terms of the quality of play on the pitch or in terms of in terms of actually, you know, how the results of the team were. And then really what I wanted to tell was when I looked at the Roy Evans period, there's a stability that's brought back to the club. I know that a lot of people talk about kind of the Spice Boys culture and things like that as a criticism of the Roy Evans era. But when I looked at it, it was a period of time where actually the club starts to look and feel more like Liverpool again. You've got a style of player coming back. You've got the youth players coming through. So the reason why it was just the area and the period of time that I chose was I felt like it was a story that needed to be told purely because once I'd done the 80s, I think that story of brief decline and then gradual recovery in the 90s was a story that really needed telling in some form.